गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा. द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान. द सेक्रेटरी टू द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ नागालैंड डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ एनिमल हस्बेंड्री एंड वेटरनरी सर्विसेज एंजेलिना ताजन हैज अंडरस्कोर्ड द वाइटल रोल ऑफ एनिमल हस्बेंड्री इन स्ट्रेंथनिंग रूरल लिवलीहुड्स एंड इंश्योरिंग फूड सिक्योरिटी इन द स्टेट. स्पीकिंग एट अ स्टेट लेवल ऑफिसर्स कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑन ट्रांसफॉर्मिंग वेटरनरी सर्विसेज इन द स्टेट, challenges and opportunities in Kohima yesterday, Ms. Tajan noted that in a small state like Nagaland, where a large number of marginal farmers depend on agriculture and allied sectors, animal husbandry serves as a crucial pillar of economic stability.
Our demand for meat is among the highest in the country. Strengthening piggery, poultry, cattle rearing and other livestock activities in Nagaland has great potential to improve the rural incomes. In this context, the role of the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services becomes extremely important.
The Secretary emphasized that the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services plays a key role through veterinary healthcare, disease control programs, breed improvement initiatives and extension services, all of which contribute significantly to the rural economy and the welfare of livestock owners. Calling veterinarians the backbone of these efforts, Ms. Tajan acknowledged their dedication in delivering services in remote and challenging areas, ensuring that government programs reach the grassroots level. Stressing the importance of good governance, she highlighted key principles such as transparency, accountability, timely service delivery, and availability at place of posting. Ministry of Education, Department of School Education and Literacy organized a one-day interactive workshop on National Means-Cum-Merit Scholarship Scheme, NMMSS, in Kohima yesterday. The program was attended by state nodal officers and district nodal officers of Nagaland and neighboring states. Speaking on the occasion, Commissioner and Secretary of School Education Nagaland, Kevile Noangami, emphasized that the NMMSS aims to address educational challenges in the northeast states through collaboration and shared learning. She highlighted that initiatives like the Right to Education, National Education Policy, Samagra Shiksha and Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan ensure free and compulsory education up to age 14, while also strengthening foundational learning and reducing dropout rates in many regions. In a welcome address, Economic Advisor, Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education, A. Srija, said that the scholarship began in 2008 under the Right to Education to support students aged 6 to 14. It was introduced specially to help students who dropped out after class 8 due to financial difficulties. In a significant enforcement action under the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition NLTP Act 1989, the Excise Department destroyed seized liquor worth about 9 lakh rupees in Zunepoto district yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Chairman of the Destruction Committee and Joint Commissioner of Excise, Katoho Sumi, called for a more balanced and collective approach to addressing issues related to the enforcement of liquor regulations. He emphasized that effective enforcement requires the cooperation of all stakeholders, including civil society organizations, community leaders, and the general public. Stressing the need for shared responsibility, Mr. Sumi urged citizens and community groups to actively support enforcement efforts. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the Income Tax Act 2025 lowers the errors, disputes and compliance costs. Addressing a nationwide awareness campaign on the Income Tax Act 2025, Prarambh 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, Ms. Sitharaman underlined that the new act is less ambiguous and gives a simpler framework for people who want to understand it.
The Income Tax Act 2025 obviously replaces the 1961 Act in making it simpler and fair and clear, with all these instruments which are also being given for people to use. Instruments which are also being given for people to use it will certainly set the trend for India to be seen as a very tax friendly country. Of course, there are many more things to go along with it, but that's for a bit later.
And the Ministry of Education will organize the Bharat Innovates Deep Tech Pre-Summit in Mumbai today to position India as a global powerhouse in deep tech innovation. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan will address the summit during a special session. The ministry said that the two-day summit will feature around 137 promising deep tech startups selected from more than 3,000 applications received from across the country. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.